Ahsoka felt a shiver of sorrow. They'd lost so many of the 501st at the Teth Monastery. New clones had been quickly assigned to the unit, but cohesion took time. I hope these new men stay around longer, she thought. Losing people is too hard. Anakin's solemn expression had eased. I'm sure, Captain. Rex.
Sir?
I'm glad you're here. I wouldn't want to take on Grievous without you. Rex didn't smile because that wouldn't be proper, but his jet-black eyes warmed and he nodded.
It's an honor to have your back, General. Now, with your permission, if there's nothing more I can do for you here, I'll return to my men. They may be ready, but there's no such thing as too much preparation.
Of course, said Anakin. Captain, you're dismissed. Ahsoka smothered a grin as Rex, in passing, spared her a slow wink. The bridge was alive now, its crew staffing every station. The comm channels lively with chatter between Anakin's flagship and her subordinate sisters, the Dauntless and the Pioneer.
Master Skywalker, said Yularen, turning.
Though he was admiral of the battle group, protocol dictated he defer to the Jedi Council's representative. Unless, of course, said representative did something foolish, like forget to disengage an enemy transponder. Then he got barked at like any rank-and-file pilot.
All stations report ready. Commanders Vontifor and Isabre report ready.
Very good, Admiral, said Anakin. He sounded serene, looked almost disinterested, as though he'd stood on this bridge 100 times already, as though he'd been a battle group commander for years, all his life. In your own time, break orbit and proceed as plotted to the Bothan system.
Understood, said Yularen.
Helm and Admiral. Surprised, Yularen raised a hand to the helmsman.
Master Skywalker?
As soon as we're clear of Coruscant, set the deep space commsats to maximum gain and monitor all bandwidth chatter, no matter how obscure, until further notice. Advise the Dauntless and the Pioneer to do likewise. Yularen hesitated, then cleared his throat.
That'll prove a significant drain on power.
Anakin nodded. I know, do it anyway. I have a funny feeling our friend Grievous is in a playful mood. Yularen had been around long enough to know that a smart man didn't argue with a Jedi's funny feeling, especially not this Jedi.
Of course, he said,
and nodded to the officer at comms. Under cover of bridge business, Ahsoka gave Anakin's sleeve a quick tug.
What does that mean, a funny feeling? She asked,
almost under her breath.
Do you know something I don't, Master?
His glance down at her was severe. The things I know that you don't, Padawan, would fill a Corellian spice freighter. Twice.
Fine, all right, there was no need to get nasty,
she thought, then muttered.
Yes, Master.
He relented. You heard what Master Yoda said. Grievous is wily. We already know the Separatists have infiltrated Coruscant security, and this mission may be top secret, but it's not like we can hide 3 brand new Republic cruisers. On top of that, a lot of the crew at the shipyard are civilians. Civilians go to cantinas and sometimes drink too much. And when they drink too much, they talk.
About us?
He shrugged. Maybe. Or maybe I'm just being overcautious. But I'd rather be overcautious than caught by surprise. That made 2 of them.
Yes, Master.
The Resolute's bridge was graced with an encompassing transperisteel viewport. Apparently, content to let Yularen run the show, at least for the time being, Anakin withdrew to stand before it. Ahsoka hesitated, then joined him in staring down at glorious, gleaming, glittering Coruscant. She felt a pang.
Is this the last time I'll see it? I don't want this to be the last time. I want to see it again and again. I don't want to die.
Furtive, ashamed, she stole a sideways look at Anakin, expecting him to know what she was thinking, expecting a reprimand, a lecture. Instead, she saw in his face something that shocked her, something she'd never expected, a dreadful, painful, frozen grief. So haunting, so piercing, it was like a spear of ice run through her. It seemed he had forgotten her completely, that in this moment only Coruscant existed.
Does he see something I can't? Does he know we won't be back? Is he saying goodbye? Should I say goodbye too?
She couldn't ask him. His sudden, unexpected misery had infected her, had choked her throat with scorching tears. She watched, her vision blurred, as he stretched out his naked human hand and pressed its palm to the viewport. Coruscant fractured beneath his widespread fingers. And then the planet fell away beneath them as his battle group broke orbit.